5. Numbers 0 to 10, additional info. In this section, I will write whatever additional info I have to share on the numbers 0 to 10. Numbers are usually adjectives. They are invariable except for un, which becomes une in the feminine, and vingt and cent, which can take an S. They can also be used as nouns. In this case, they are masculine, le deux, the digit two. An odd number, 1, 3, 5, is called impair. 3 est un chiffre impair. An even number, 0, 2, 4, is called pair. 4 est un chiffre pair. A cardinal number, un nombre cardinal, is a number used for counting. 1, 2, 3. An ordinal number, un nombre ordinal, is a number used to determine the position of something in a series. 1st, 2nd, 3rd. A homophone is a word that has the same sound and sometimes spelling as another one, but not the same meaning. For example, in English, there, T-H-E-I-R, and there, T-H-E-R-E. 0. In French, 0 is always pronounced 0, never like the letter O, like it is in English. Un zéro also means a person who has achieved nothing, a failure. 0 is also the lowest grade possible. To make it even worse, we say zéro pointé, which adds a negative feeling to the grade, kind of zero and you deserve it. Here are a few expressions with zéro. To feel down, blue. Avoir le moral à zéro. To have a shaved head. Avoir la boule à zéro. It's colloquial. To receive a grade of zero for your behavior. Avoir zéro de conduite. To get the lowest grade in mathematics, for example. Avoir zéro en mathématiques. To start from scratch, from nothing. Partir de zéro. We often express the notion of zero with the adjective nul. 1. We already saw that the cardinal numbers 1 and 1 are homophones.